The Lord be with you.
Amen.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name?' Then I will declare to them solemnly, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers.' Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like the fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined." The Gospel of the Lord. The Lord is asking us a very simple question, and he's giving us the answer to how we answer the question. He's saying, on what do you build your house? And of course, for us, our house is our life. What is our life built on? If we have to take a step back and reflect, what are the roots of our life? Where have we put our emphasis? Where have we put who we are? Where have we set it? And that becomes an important question nowadays, because if we don't set it on the right place, as the Lord says, we don't expect for it to last for very long. The first good wind comes along, blows it down. Oh, my dad likes to make comments. He watches sometimes people building houses up in this area. He lives down off of Shaker Road, and he watches how fast these people are putting these houses up. It's like one day there's just a slab of concrete, the next day there's a house. And he's saying, boy, as fast as they come up, they'll come down just as fast. And you know he's right. You watch the news and the terrible weather they've had out west, in the Midwest, I should say, not that far out. Even in Indianapolis last night, a lot of things were torn down. And when you look at them, they were torn down so quickly because they used such cheap stuff to build it with. Because oftentimes we find we're not so much interested in the quantity of the work, the amount, you know, the quality of the work, but rather the quantity of how fast you can get it done. I want it done by this time. Well, sorry. You know, well, there's this one thing we need, we got to wait for. You got something cheaper, go ahead and use it, because I want this done. And then after that happens, the cheaper thing usually breaks, and we're thinking, why was I so impatient? Why couldn't I have waited a couple of weeks for that lousy stinking part? Now take that and apply it to your life, and we begin to see how things go on. All you have to do is watch, and unfortunately, the media have a very good habit of showing us images of lives crashing down all over the place. Movie stars, authors, any type of celebrity, as soon as it starts crashing down, they focus in on it. Now, you would assume we would learn a lesson, but unfortunately, it looks like people aren't learning the lesson. What is this lesson? It's very simple. The things that we as Catholics and as Christians must build our life on are three things. And from those three anchors comes then the four rooms, the four parts that our life then will entail. Our roots must be faith, hope, and charity. Faith in God. Hope that what God started in us and promised us, he will bring to completion. And love of God and love of neighbor. If those things are our foundation, then the rooms that are built on that foundation, the rooms for a good life, is a life that is focused in prudence, which is making right judgment, right decisions, justice, giving to people what is due to them and receiving what is due to us. Fortitude, the ability to stand up for what is right and to withstand stuff that comes at you. And temperance, knowing that our life is best lived in balance, in moderation. Those are the four rooms on which those three building blocks of faith, hope, and charity must be if we're going to succeed in this life. It's the only way to do it. Unfortunately, today, faith, hope, and charity, those roots, huh? Those building blocks, can become faith, hope, and charity in something else. And this is where I think many of us, many people throughout the world, fall into this thing. Instead of having faith in God who created you, we have simply faith in ourselves or faith in the world. Okay, there's only a problem with that. To have faith in created things like that, created things are going to collapse. Created things are going to be destroyed. And to put faith in something that's going to collapse or destroy is a little bit ridiculous, wouldn't you say? But yet they're all telling us to do that, huh? You know, put your roots down in this money, making as much money as you can, or being prestigious, or being seen important in the other people's eyes. And hope is to say, instead of having hope in God that He created you and has given you a purpose in life that He will bring to completion if you allow Him to work, instead have hope in the world. Hope in the world basically says this: we can change the world to make it any way we want. God help us. We've done that, and what have we come up with? Abortion and euthanasia and pornography all over the place and dysfunctional families and abuses and domestic violence. Yeah, I mean, we've done a pretty good job of forgetting the fact of the hope of God. And putting hope in the world, again, is putting it in something that's created and something that's bound for disintegration. Those are the people. I know people sometimes, they go out and spend their lottery winnings before they've even bought the lottery ticket. You know, people like that. I'm going to hit it. It's my horoscope says I'm going to hit the lottery this Friday night. So I'm going to go buy my one ticket, and on the way home, well, I might as well spend some of those winnings. And you come in the next day and you look at your numbers. You didn't get one number, but now you spent all this money that you thought you were going to have. That's a false kind of hope. It's like people who are spending their tax rebate check before the check's even been cashed. Not a safe thing to do right now. We do it all the time. And love is the same way. Love, instead of recognizing the love of God and the love of neighbor, becomes for many people in this world a love of self, which means this: I shouldn't have to deny myself anything. If I want it, I want it now, and I want it my way, and I'll worry about the consequences later. It's a very, very dangerous way to live life. And if you don't believe me, ask the many families whose houses are being foreclosed upon because they didn't take that time to recognize what our life in God tells us. God tells us in faith, hope, and charity, folks, you got to be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, and our lives aren't built in a day. And so we need to take time. And in taking time, we need to always choose the best choices. We need to make the best choices, the choices that are best for our good and our well-being in the future and in the present, and for the good and well-being of others. And ultimately, as Jesus says, to do it according to God's will. We begin to make those steps, we recognize that we should only take the best. The best is going to cost. So to live a life of faith, hope, and charity means we're going to have to live a life in which we serve, in which we're going to be humble and obey. It means we're going to have to sometimes deny ourselves some things. It means there's going to be some suffering involved towards a higher goal. But we're worth it because we know, because of hope. Hope says that this faith in what I have put in God is going to grow more and more beautiful and more strong with age. It's going to last because we built it on a firm foundation, Christ. And then from that faith and hope and recognizing how the edifice of our life becomes more beautiful and stronger as we grow in these virtues, it makes love much more easy. In terms of recognizing, sometimes love of self means I have to limit myself. I have to give something up. But it also means I must look to the care of my neighbor. I must look to the care of others. And in that, in living life in that way, of faith, hope, and charity, and then using those rooms of prudence and justice and temperance and fortitude, things that often aren't thought of today, we can build with God's grace a beautiful life, a beautiful home of our soul. And that's what our life is. That's what the Lord is saying we can do. We can do that with His help. But if we tell God to go take a hike and we'll do it our way and we'll simply do the cheap materials, it'll look nice and pretty for a while. But you know, bill collectors have a habit of showing up when you least expect them. Tragedies or errors have a habit of happening when you're not prepared. And it won't take much to take that beautiful building that we've built up on our false hope, our false faith, and have it washed away. So the Lord says, take time with Him. Take time with Him every day in prayer. Let Him be the one who leads your life. Let faith in Him, hope in Him, and love for Him be the center of all that we do. And if we do that, we'll find ourselves not losing our life, but truly living our life, because it's a life that's going to be fed and nourished and led by Jesus Christ. And He wants to lead us in one way and one way only, and that's straight to heaven. After all, that's what God created us for.